Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, Americans now need a visa and proof that they have at least $2,000 in their bank account in order to visit Brazil. Looks like a certain demographic has been very naughty down there. Money is usually a tool used to keep them out without being racist, of course. I wish the cruise lines force people to have at least $5,000 before letting people on board. Looks like a lot of broke passport bro brothers are gonna take a hit. Either that or so they can make robbing us worth it. Moving on, here is the planet K2-18b, and it's covered in oceans, and it has gravity that's 26% higher than that of Earth. So if you're obese, it's not the planet for you. I think that if we do travel from star system to star system one day, if our secret government isn't already doing it, we're going to find that very few planets are going to have the right temperature, breathable atmosphere, and gravity for humans to be comfortable in. I can barely cope with the winters in the Northeast as is. Number three, back in the 20th century, we were optimistic about the future and what our cities would look like. This looks similar to what we saw in Demolition Man. Why did we stop caring about innovative architecture and car designs? Why does everything look the same and boring now, and digital design is awful? Is it government building restrictions, zoning laws, or are people just lazier and risk-averse when it comes to trying new designs? In reality, though, this is really what people want. Up next, check out this so-called Star Wars fan. Hitting her inner exhaust port will start a chain reaction that'll give birth to a smaller Death Star. Seriously, though, I'm so sick and tired of fangirls and fanboys. People obsessing over Star Trek and Star Wars. The amount of bullying and emotional pain my friends and I had to endure growing up because we were actual fans ruins my memories and makes me think that women like this are only dressing like this now because they're looking for some rich nerd to divorce grape. Number five, here's something that's true but doesn't make sense anymore. That most people don't want to be rich. That they just want enough money to not have to worry anymore. That doesn't make sense though, because you have to be rich these days because of inflation. Being comfortable is a moving target, and many people that do get comfortable lose that comfort as prices keep rising, and they failed to take account of that. I'm a simple man. I just want wealth so I can build sex robots, build a chamber to help see the future, and search for aliens and UFOs. Moving on, here's the difference between liberal women and conservative women. Liberal women look pregnant even when they aren't. But in reality, the women on the right aren't really all that conservative. They're just liberal women from 25 years ago now. 10 to 15 years ago, I too was liberal. But now by default, because the left has moved so far left, I'm considered conservative. At this point, the only conservatives out there are the Amish people. Number 7, apparently 78% of men enjoy being scolded by their girlfriends when they make a mistake. The person saying this is probably smoking their own belly button lint. Either that or they're a woman that can't get commitment from a high-value man, and therefore want to make men suffer. In reality, the majority of men would disagree with this, but a minority of simps would probably agree. Where was the study conducted? And a feminist gathering of land whales at Starbucks. Up next, here's some more anti-male propaganda. An employer chose to cut men's salaries by more than $10,000 a year to create pay equity between men and women. Great job, guys. Because now those men, the most productive, will probably go and look for another job, and you'll lose the best of your staff. This is the crabs in the bucket mentality. They just use equality, which is just equity in this case, to reduce the amount of money they have to pay out, and they get to virtue signal that they're helping women at the same time. Number 9, Cristiano Ronaldo opens a new private club where smartphones are banned. This is the way of the future. But to be honest, only the wealthy will be able to live free from their digital devices and an electronic leash. But seriously, what the hell is going on in that private club? Probably some serious Portuguese ditty parties. And what's this place going to be called? The Blue Oyster, perhaps, and they might even get the guy named Proctor in it. Moving on, 74% of men pretend to enjoy their spouse's cooking. Of course they do, because most men are cowards when it comes to having a confrontation with their insignificant others. He doesn't want to sleep in the doghouse and doesn't want his steady supply of sex to get cut off. In this woman's case, I think that the other 26% of men also pretend they like her cooking because of this. It looks like you can bounce quarters off of that thing. Number 11, can you name just one thing that India gave the world? Yeah, how about scam culture? Other possibilities include filthy street food, call centers, overpopulation, the CEOs of Google, Microsoft, YouTube, Adobe, and Starbucks. On a more positive note, there's also yoga. Believe it or not, also Buddhism. I think that India would be a lot better if they embraced it today. But technically, Buddha wasn't Indian based on current national boundaries. Still, Buddhism is superior to Hindu beliefs. Up next, the UK's installed cameras for facial recognition, and two British men dressed in burqas are doing it to troll the police. They call it the infinite freedom glitch because it points to the double standard of British law enforcement, where they don't care about tracking Muslim women's faces. They should, though, because they're more likely to just spontaneously detonate when they go to Christmas parades or tiny hat gatherings. Number 13, why is this woman together with this gamer guy? Probably because he's able to spend all that money and not even worry about it. Maybe the reason he has two GPUs is because he's building a system for her too. Forget about where he got all the stuff he's carrying, the real question is, how can we all get a girl like her? Then again, for all we know, things are getting desperate in Japan, and the plot twist is that she bought him all that stuff. Moving on, Canada's media is gaslighting us, saying that 2025 will go down as one of Canada's greatest nation-building years. But what was built? Nothing but a huge pile of debt. The biggest in Canadian history. We were also invaded and 817,000 people entered Canada in the first few months of the year. This would be the equivalent of America letting in 7 million people in during the first half of 2025. This is the country that they're actually building. Number 15, meanwhile in the UK, 11-year-old boys will be sent to anti-misogyny courses. The manosphere is winning. If we weren't, then the female teacher industrial complex wouldn't have to work this hard to try and brainwash young men against us. This will have the opposite effect and will radicalize young men even further, against the matriarchy we currently find ourselves living under. They're trying to get guys away from corn too. Men that rub one out get post-nut clarity, and it allows them to see matriarchy for what it truly is. Up next, remember back when the system kept attacking Bitcoin mining, saying that it was destroying the environment. Yet now they're silent as AI consumes as much water as the bottled water industry. Where are the eco-warriors trying to stop this? The AI industry is also using Bitcoin miners' computers for large language models. Plus, let's not forget that people's electric bills are shooting into the sky because AI companies require that power too. Number 17, here's a video of two Saudi Arabian girls partying in the country, and it's gone viral. 10 years ago, women there couldn't travel, work, drive, or go outside without a male chaperone. Here's proof that the Western woke mind virus is eventually going to get Islam too. There's no stopping degenerate Western culture as it comes through your smartphone. I have my doubts that this is in Saudi Arabia, but I have no doubts that it'll eventually arrive there. Moving on, someone says that if they could find a country that doesn't take immigrants in, they'd move there. There's nothing wrong with immigrants if they're from similar cultures and don't cause problems, have high IQs and can assimilate. Try countries like Poland, former Yugoslavia, or Hungary. They're safe and the enrichment is almost non-existent. Imagine telling people living in Eastern Europe and trying to get out of there in the 70s that Westerners would be trying to get in there today. Kind of crazy. Number 19, here's when you know you're about to get that good socialism you've heard so much about. Too bad she doesn't look like this no more and has been blimping up recently. She also needs to talk to Jennifer Lopez and get her paws on her personal trainer so she can keep looking good for the decades to come. Women like this always say they're against white dudes, but white dudes are the only ones they're willing to date and marry for some reason. Up next, Canada's top general says we're ready for war, and the army is ready. The real Canadian soldiers, though, are exiting stage left, and they don't want to be sent to fight the Russians. You know you're not serious about going to war as a country when the newest equipment you have in your forces are the tampon dispensing machines in the men's bathroom. At this point, being ruled by Russia might not be a bad thing. We'd finally get an oil pipeline built, and we might even have more freedom of speech. Number 21, if you could have given Mr. Mustache one piece of advice, what would it have been? That he should have only used boats to deploy his magnetic underwater mines around Great Britain. That would have ensured that the US shipping supplies never would have gotten to the country, and they would have lost. Then I would have sent most of my U-boats to sink the US ships dropping supplies to Russia in the Middle East for the Lend-Lease program. Moving on, rumors are being spread that 42-year-old WWE superstar Nikki Bella is dating this 22-year-old Eagles quarterback. Who cares? I certainly don't. But you know that women would care if the man was 20 years older than the woman. But I'm not so sure that rumors are true because it looks like they don't pass the green line test. Also, would you look at that? This Eagles star prefers cougars over the younger chicks. Number 23, this influencer who spent almost 50 grand in lip fillers says that she can't close her mouth anymore. Now she looks like she has sausage lips. Maybe she can spend another 50 grand for doctors to figure out a way to make her shut her mouth. This is what mental illness looks like these days. I hope she enjoys drooling. This is what happens when you play stupid games. You win stupid prizes. I wonder what type of guy finds this attractive. Up next, 80% of women say they won't actually date a man without a car or apartment, even if he has potential. I have to disagree with this. Women will date you if you live with your parents if you're good looking enough. That's the number one most important thing, your genes. This is an unscientific study. Imagine if I put out a graphic like this saying that 80% of men won't date a single mother or an obese woman. They would lose their minds if I put that out there. Number 25 and the last one, this South African doctor becomes the first person to cure deafness using 3D printed bones. We need to protect this man because the deaf community is going to come after him if he can cure deafness. They have their own cultural identity, and curing the hard of hearing means that won't exist anymore. Sometimes you get attacked from the most unlikely of places. Then again, maybe the hearing aid corporations will make bro here disappear. So that's it for another memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.